This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government urged to prioritize investment in cybersecurity following the BRA data breach. The Ministry of People Empowerment to provide a treatment facility for vulnerable children. JetBlue announces additional flights to Boston. The YES program launches its first business lab. And at least six people killed in a suspected terror attack in Tel Aviv. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government is being told of the critical need for ongoing investment in cybersecurity and enhancement of security measures to avoid the hacking of sensitive information. This from Principal Security Consultant and Managing Director of Carisec Global Incorporated, Edward Millington. Government confirmed yesterday a data breach at the Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, which forced the BRA to take its vehicle registration portal offline in response to the hack. Mr. Millington told Starcom Network News, government agencies must ensure their systems are regularly updated and protected to safeguard against future attacks.
For any government around the world, it's very critical for government officers, etc., or principal governance in government itself to understand that digital transformation brings a high level of risk. And in today's world, it is ever evolving. So building a system and having it just there is not the best thing. It has to be continued to be protected and updated, and that requires budgets or funding and so forth. So for any government, regardless it's here in Barbados, they have to have dedicated units. In this particular case, any ministry, it could be BRA, it could be Barbados War Authority, that strictly works on cyber and information security. It is not an IT problem. And we continue to say this here, but we continue to see that IT is still driving cybersecurity from that perspective.
Mr. Millington believes this development poses significant risks for other companies on the island.
This poses a risk for many companies too, because entities, or in this case, cyber criminals, having this information can now use highly advanced social engineering, all powered by AI and so forth, to be able now to try to get their way into other companies, you know, through phishing, you know, phishing and other types of attacks that come along through the email itself. Normally we come to the end of the year, attacks tend to increase, and one can only hope that this can now be but more in a holistic manner, that we need to do more when it comes to protecting digital infrastructure within Barbados, going beyond the general conversations and really enact the changes that needs to be done to secure our well-being.
Principal Security Consultant and Managing Director of Carisec Global Incorporated, Edward Millington. Government is moving to set up a facility for children who need guidance and support that is absent in the home. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey says his ministry has already identified property as a space to provide adequate care for vulnerable children. He was speaking with journalists on the sidelines of the Seniors Roundtable discussion at the Queen's Park Steel Shed.
There is a facility in which we express the need to have a secure treatment facility. The secure treatment facility, we've just identified a building. We're going to purchase that building. The building is about $800,000. We're going to purchase it, modernize it, and use that as a secure treatment facility to offer care and support to many children who really are just in need of care and support. But that's just the state's response, and I think it's an excellent response, but I also think we all need to be able to respond.
He explained the treatment facility will carry a different function of the residential facility highlighted in the Child Justice Bill.
The Child Justice Bill spoke of a secure residential facility. There are two different facilities. The secure residential facilities in the Child Justice Bill is for where a child who might have committed what traditionally would be a crime and would then be interfacing with the justice system. In that bill, we also put in place facilities instead of the child going through this justice system for that child to then be diverted to care, the child care board, if necessary, where the person would get treatment and be able to get better care, as opposed to seeing the child as a criminal, to give the child the level of intervention and level of care.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Air carrier JetBlue is set to expand its service from the U.S. market this winter season. The airline's country manager, Kelly Bourne, announced that there will be three flights coming from Boston. She was speaking at the airline's 15th anniversary celebrations of its service from New York to the Grantley Adams International Airport yesterday.
During these 15 years, we have certainly grown. We've grown our Barbados network, expanding service to not only John F. Kennedy, New York, but also to Boston. Today, we offer up to two daily flights from JFK, and we'll start operating up to three weekly flights this winter from Boston's Logan International Airport to Barbados.
JetBlue's country manager for Barbados and Grenada, Kelly Bourne. Meantime, Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, expressed excitement for the expanded airlift and the prospects for growth this winter season.
As we look forward, the growth potential of our partnership is immense. JetBlue currently operates up to two daily flights from John F. Kennedy to Bridgetown, with plans for further expansion. We are excited about the coming winter season, which offers great potential for increased travel demand. We look forward to the introduction of the three weekly flights, and you heard it from the manager herself, from Boston's Logan Airport this winter, and the opportunity to celebrate the 10th anniversary of JetBlue's Boston route in 2025.
He also hailed the airline's efforts out of the U.S. market over their years of service to Barbados.
This partnership has helped to cement the Barbados brand in the minds of many visitors. In April of this year, the U.S. recorded the majority of stopover arrivals at 20,373, thanks in part to JetBlue's connectivity, which supports both business and leisure travel. The success of our steadfast partnership over the past 15 years has been a significant milestone in the history of Barbados' tourism, and I'm confident that the mutual benefits will continue to flow from both JetBlue and our beautiful island.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. The Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme, YES, has launched the first of its community business labs in the north of the island. The initiative is part of plans to decentralize the YES program and teach young people the essentials of starting and running a business. Speaking during the launch at the Spikestown Resource Center, lead facilitator with the Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme's business labs, Celeste Foster, shared details.
This first program is what we call the introduction or the exploratory phase, and it's 9 days. After they've completed this, we go in, we take a 2-week break, and then we go into the business development. So this is the intro, and then we go into business development, where we expect that at the end of the program, they're actually going to present on a business idea in its totality. So this is about helping people to look at a business idea, consider how it works or doesn't. And that's okay if it doesn't work either, to explore. And then once you've refined your idea and you understand you have something that you can work with, the next step really is to build on that idea so that December, when the Christmas rush is on, people have businesses that they're able to earn.
And Youth Enterprise Officer with the Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme, Claire Innes, spoke to the program's objectives.
What we're hoping to achieve in the program is that we're hoping that entrepreneurs will be able to expand their businesses, to grow their businesses, develop themselves, because it really starts with the entrepreneur first. So we're hoping that they will better develop themselves. And then we're also hoping that if there are some who have not started their businesses, that they will go ahead with these tools that they're now equipped with to then go ahead and start.
Youth Enterprise Officer with the Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme, Claire Innes. And finally, at least 6 people have been killed and 9 wounded in a suspected shooting and stabbing terror attack in Tel Aviv, and that's according to Israeli police. The force said 2 terrorists started the killing spree on the Israeli capital's light railway and continued on foot before being shot dead by civilians and officers in the neighborhood of Jaffa yesterday. The news broke in local media reports at around 5:15 p.m. British summertime, just minutes before air raid sirens began sounding across Israel as Iran launched a barrage of missiles at the country. Recapping the headlines. Government urged to prioritize investment in cybersecurity following the BRA's data breach. The Ministry of People Empowerment to provide a treatment facility for vulnerable children. JetBlue announces additional flights to Boston. The YES program launches its first business labs. And at least 6 people killed in a suspected terror attack in Tel Aviv. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.